Christmas Eve is about joy. It's about God coming to us in, of all things, as a baby. Now, God could have come to us as certainly a fully grown person. I think the expectation among some Jews in Jesus' time is that the Messiah would come as a mighty warrior, someone who would drive the Romans out with a heavenly host. There would be angels with him. There might be music and singing. But God would come as the Messiah, driving the Romans out of the Holy Land. And that's not what happened, of course. That was something different happened. And people were just not prepared for it. People were just simply not prepared for it. If you were to have seen Jesus on the night he was born, you would have said, what a cute little baby that is. But if you didn't know better, he would probably look a lot like other babies that perhaps you had seen. It's only the angels that tip off the shepherds who this child is. And perhaps Mary and Joseph, who have a secret, they know things. They were told things. But for the most of the shepherds, it probably, you know, Jesus looked like probably an ordinary child. I tend to think he was very attractive, but beyond that, probably not much else. God works through rather ordinary circumstances. That's a truth that you find both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Kind of ordinary people seem to be blessed at various times by God with extraordinary gifts, extraordinary opportunities, and it is true indeed with our Lord. That a baby should be the Messiah and ultimately not only save God's chosen people, but ultimately save the world is something that's incredibly hard to believe. And I hope you get it. Because after a few years of celebrating Christmas, it's easy to think that we've done this before. We've seen the baby in the manger. It's, you know, he's nice, but there's no, what has he done lately for us? There's no glamour in it. There's nothing to it. It's a story. The story of our Lord's birth has to always be a new story. It always has to surprise us because God did something incredibly remarkable for one time and one time only, and it has changed the world. You're here this evening because of that story. Unless you're kind of here because someone dragged you along and said, you have to go to church with us this evening, it's Christmas Eve, so forth and so on. I hope you're here because the Holy Spirit dragged you along and said, my golly, you need to celebrate this thing one more time. God loves you so much, he sent you a baby. It was the most remarkable child that ever existed. And in fact, he still lives. He still lives, he still loves us. And he still is working in this world in which we live. A story that began before time was found in time, where God indeed affects history and continues even to our own day until Christ comes again. That's the remarkable part about it. God sends his son into the world to change the world, and indeed that world continues to change. You know how it changes? When we go tell it on the mountain, when the Holy Spirit works in us to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. And you can go and tell it on the mountain if you want. Or you can tell it in the Cressona Mall. Or you can tell it any place you like. You can tell it at work. You can tell it at school. God loves you so much, he sent his son, born in a manger, to pay the price for your sins so that your sins might be forgiven and you may have eternal life. That is a story worth telling far after when Christmas is over. So tell the story of a baby in a manger, but tell the story of how that baby changed the world and how that baby changed your own life. That's a story worth telling. That can change things. You know, if you want to change the world, you got to change the people around you. First you got to accept that change yourself. But then you can start changing the people around you by how you live your life, by the choices you make, by the decisions you decide not to make, by the things you think are important, by what your priorities are in life. You can change the world. One man has done it already. And certainly in the life of the early church, it happened one person at a time. It's still possible for us to do that. The world that we want is possible through the love of God, through people sharing that one love of God with one another. Let's celebrate this evening. I hope whatever burden that you brought here, I hope you leave it here in church when you leave. Whatever burden you brought here this evening, whatever sickness, whatever debt, whatever broken relationship, you leave it here this evening and you go home in joy. And tomorrow, on Christmas Day, live with the light of Christ in you. Let people say, what's wrong with so-and-so? They're happy, they're joyous, they're not complaining about anything anymore. They've eaten things that I know that they don't like, and they haven't complained. You know? All those things are possible. All those things are possible. And the world changes when we change, when we let the Holy Spirit into our heart, when we show the light of Christ to others. May the light of Christ always be bright in your heart. Not just at Christmas time, but throughout your entire life. And may you share that light with others, that indeed a very dark world might know the light and love of Jesus Christ. Amen.